Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby. Oh, the Dallas Cowboys offseason was better than everybody else thinks it is, but worse than you probably hoped it would be.
You think so?
So what grade would you give the Cowboys offseason?
B plus.
A B plus?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But I'm on the shoddy. I've made it clear. I am on the Brian Schottenheimer bandwagon.
I like shoddy. I was always team Mike. I was a big Mike McCarthy fan. But I like Shoddy. I don't think there's a problem. I was a huge fan of Shoddy's father.
Love Marty Schottenheimer.
Okay, I have one problem with Shoddy, and that's that he's a Florida Gator.
Okay, and I'm not mad at you for that. That's a valid concern. Question that I have for you,
answer.
And it's kind of like a little peek behind the curtain. Maybe you've answered this before. When you guys did interviews with Mike McCarthy every week, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys will probably do interviews with Brian Schottenheimer every week.
That's the goal.
You know, fingers crossed. Does that change, knowing that you've got to talk to him every week and you do develop a rapport with him? I mean, it's only natural. Does it change kind of how you look at things when you develop? Because I remember when you guys did that interview with him, and I'll never forget when he was going to Pittsburgh. And he started joking about, you know, when the wind coming off the Allegheny. And it was kind of a funny moment, right? Where he showed a little bit of his personality. How does that influence the way maybe you talk about the team when you develop a little bit of rapport with the head coach?
I mean, ideally it doesn't.
Okay. But you're also human.
Sure. I mean, like, we don't get personal anyway.
Okay.
You know, so we don't take, like, we're not doing personal attacks anyway. So it's not like we're going to change up and do that. So that wouldn't change. They first of all, they don't listen.
Fair.
So they know the deal. They know that. And when they are told, they know the deal. I can't tell you the amount of coaches or players that have said, I get it. You guys have 4 hours
job
to fill.
Do.
They get it. So no, I don't think so. It's because it's like, first of all, they know when they screw up.
Yeah, you're not calling out anything that isn't being called out by everybody else.
Right. They know we're morons, and we don't know what we're talking about. And at the end of the day, we're really breaking it down to a fourth down decision here and a clock management situation there, which are all subjective, and they're all in the moment.
In the heat of the moment, man.
In the moment. So it's like, anybody can armchair quarterback anything.
Which it's easy for us to say it when we're sitting behind our 75-inch television chilling at the house versus
75,
okay.
75, Peyton.
Wow. Come on now. Come on now. I mean, if you're gonna be a bear, be a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's call it what it is.
So you gave the Cowboys a B+.
I
would put them in the B-, in the B category. I don't have a problem with their offseason. First of all, I don't like signing a ton of free agents. I don't think it's worth it. You're always getting the back half of their career. The best part of their playing days are usually the rookie contract.
Oh, 100%.
So, but a year to me, and they didn't even, ESPN gave them a C.
I saw that, and their biggest thing was Rico Dowdle. Really?
Well, their biggest move was trading for Pickens. The move they liked was drafting Ezeraku, and then the move they disliked was letting Rico Dowdle walk in exchange for Williams and Sanders.
Look, let's not pretend like Rico Dowdle was prime Priest Holmes. Okay? I mean, Rico Dowdle had one productive year in the five seasons he was a Dallas Cowboy. Now, I like Rico Dowdle. We talked to him a couple times this past season and couldn't be a nicer guy.
Yeah.
But I feel pretty confident, Mr. Choppy,
yeah,
that of the four guys that you have on that roster, Marfa, Love, Javonte, and Miles, that you should be able to get equal or better production out of those four guys that you got out of Rico Dowdle.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
So, he says, this is from Seth Walter. I like Seth.
Okay.
The running back situation is uninspiring. Dowdle left for Carolina. And instead they bring in Williams, who had a minus 84 rush yards over expectation per next gen. And then Sanders, who was minus 44. Then they draft Jaden Blue.
Yeah.
But he says they also made an ill-advised trade for Kenneth Murray. The trade was merely a 6th and 7th round pick swap, but involves them picking up a $7.5 million cash bill unless they get him to agree to a pay cut.
Right.
Tough to do after a trade, despite him coming off a poor season in which he ranked 5th worst in run-stop win rate among off-ball linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool, I get it. To me, you know, you get, name me the other team that would get a player of George Pickens' caliber.
Yeah.
And would be only given a C grade. Especially when you get him for basically nothing.
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head
now, look,
that, where you would get that kind of a grade.
If Minnesota lost Justin Jefferson and all they did was bring in George Pickens,
yeah,
that's getting you a C or a D grade.
Oh, absolutely.
The Cowboys did. Who did the Cowboys lose? Who's the major piece they lost last year in the offseason?
I mean, you really didn't. Golston, maybe? I don't know.
You didn't lose.
You know
a
what
ton,
I'm saying?
Right?
I mean.
Jordan Lewis.
That's a good one.
They didn't lose a ton. They had a pretty good draft. To me, when you trade for Pickens, and then you have maybe the safest pick in the draft in Booker.
Yeah.
Everybody loves the Ezeraki pick.
Everybody does.
Revelle.
Who was a first-round talent, if he doesn't blow out his knee.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they nailed the first-round pick in the draft. I think they nailed the second-round pick. Look, I don't think this is
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Top 10 class, but this is a B-.
I was going to say,
I don't think it's top 10 offseason, but it's a B-. B-, at worst.
And I like the Sanborn edition. All right. I mean, he has familiarity with Eberflus. And I'll tell you what, a lot of Chicago fans were bummed out to see him go. All right. And with Murray, I mean, look, he gives you depth of that linebacker position, which you were struggling at the end of last year with when it came to linebacker depth. You're probably not going to get overshown back until probably week 8, because my guess is he's going to be on the PUP list. So
absolutely.
I do worry a little bit about the cornerback position, because like as Pepe alluded to, obviously losing Jordan Lewis. But would you have wanted to pay Jordan Lewis 3 years, $30 million?
No, not necessarily.
You liked him last year because you were paying $2 million.
Right. He's a value guy.
100%.
He's a guy that you love at $3 million and you hate it $7 million.
That's it.
You know, it's exactly what it is.
And he's what, 31? So,
Yeah, that's the wrong side of 30 for a corner.
For a cornerback.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. As if you needed another reason to hate Tom Brady.
Mm.
Or at least be jealous.
I'm a TB12 guy, though.
At least be jealous. Yeah, look. He is in Spain hanging out.
I saw this.
With Sofia Vergara. Listen, Tom Brady has a type. We all have a type.
This guy.
You know?
This guy.
I love a good delt on a girl. Big fan of a delt. Just give me one. I don't even need two of them. Just give me a good delt.
Like delt?
A good delt. Yeah, I like a good girl, good shoulders. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, give me a good delt.
I thought you were going to say good Adele. I was like, okay, no, I can. No, no. I'll take
like
that
good
too.
Delt, man.
Interesting.
Some guys are like him up top.
Yeah.
Some guys like the bottom.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm. Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong. No, you can't go wrong.
No.
Some guys like legs. Tom Brady likes accents.
Yeah.
Giselle. Yeah. Sofia Vergara.
Although he was chatting up your girl Sydney Sweeney, though, too, allegedly.
And she rebuffed him with great prejudice.
Oh, she did?
I mean, he's with Sophia.
Or did he rebuff her?
Maybe he rebuffed her.
Maybe the accent wasn't enough.
Big mistake. Can't let her go.
Who? Sydney Sweeney?
Sydney Sweeney, dude.
Yeah, but when you're Tom, Tom's 50 years old, man.
I was going to say, what do they have in common?
I know, but don't you want younger? I mean...
Yeah, I'm married to younger. Well, she's 9 years younger. I don't know that. I don't know. How old is Sydney Sweeney? I don't know.
She's 20, like, what, late 20s? 20. Pepe's 20, age, isn't she?
25? Man, you can't. Like, what are you going to do? That's weird.
I mean, Bill Belichick, maybe it's a New England thing.
Wow. Well, we see how that's turned out.
Yeah, but see, that's
next level, though.
That's beyond that. Now, Bill's the old man. Tom's still a really good-looking guy. He's rich, wealthy. He's Tom Brady. He can get anybody. He doesn't need to go. You know, like, Bill's stroking his ego.
Yeah.
To go with a 20.
And I think she's stroking him in the sense.
Oh my gosh.
In the sense.
There we go.
She's trying to get her career to another level. So you guys.
Yeah, you got.
Only
us.
Took 3 hours.
Yeah,
only
blame
took
us for
hours,
that one.
There we
blame
go.
Us for that
now
one.
Now we got a meeting on Fridays.
So yeah, please. I know. Yeah, the new 8 a.m. club.
Wait till the 9 a.m. club starts. Yeah. Wait till the 9 a.m. club
gosh.
Starts.
Oh. But Sofia Vergara,
yeah,
like you know, and good for him. What's the point of winning all these Super Bowls and getting Botox or whatever he gets if you're not going to date a supermodel or a super attractive girl? But his type, definitely an accent.
Yeah, how long do you think this lasts, though?
Yeah, I don't think it's still too soon. I don't think he's jumping into anything long term.
Plus, football season's about to start. Like he does not have time between running the Raiders, between doing the Fox. Game of the week every Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a busy next 6 months ahead of him.
All right, we got time for one more here in Below the Belt. Let's put our BS meters on for this one.
Okay.
Now, I'm not crapping on this story. I wanted to be clear. I think this is an awesome story.
Okay.
But rumor has it that Drake May got married, and the story is that they donated all their wedding gifts to charity.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Love it.
You don't need it. He's rich. He's famous. He doesn't need anything.
Nope.
You didn't keep. I think there's a difference between being good and too good.
Oh.
And he might fall into the too good category.
Oh.
And the too good category is if you're a good guy, you're a good guy, you're a stand-up guy.
Yeah.
People love you. Salt of the earth, they say. Yeah. I think I can see you. You're a good guy. You're a stand-up guy.
Have my moments.
But the guys that are too good,
yeah,
like, they don't trust you. They like you, but they don't really trust you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And when you say, hey, I donated all my gifts to charity, I call BS on that. You didn't keep a whiskey glass. Nobody gave you some personalized whiskey glasses. Nope. That tells me that you're just, you're clout chasing here. He said, we gave almost all of our gifts to charity. Yeah. I would totally buy that. And I'd be like, this is one of the most awesome guys in the world.
Yeah.
But he went a step too far. And he said, I donated all my gifts to charity. And I'm like, you didn't keep a gift card to a restaurant?
Now, did he specify, like, okay, maybe family, to your point, gave him personal items? Like,
yeah, nothing's personalized. None of your wedding gifts are personalized.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, so when you got married, did you guys have a registry at like Bed Bath & Beyond?
The first time we had a registry. The second time, we were like, no gifts, man.
No
gifts.
We
don't need gifts. And they were largely saying, we don't want any gifts either.
Right.
And, you know, whatever they got, they said they donated to charity, which is a great thing. I'm just saying, I think they could have, if he had said we donated almost all the gifts, and I'm nitpicking here.
Yeah.
Nitpicking here because I just don't think nobody gave you a personalized gift that you're like, oh, I got to keep that.
And I'm wondering if that he did keep. And he's just specifying that, okay, if
everything left over. Yeah.
Yeah. To all the average folks that, you know, the Fred and the Choppies that showed up and said, here's a bottle of wine or, you know, here's some 300 count Egyptian cotton sheets. And they're like, okay, we don't need this. You know, versus, you know, if mom and dad Drake gave it to him.
Sure.
Hey, we're keeping this. So,
B-Lo.
D-Belt.
Right here. I want to find you.
It's funny you bring that up, though, because that was one of the reasons why I was very high on Drake May coming out of college. He had the
I love him.
He had that that Patty Mahomes thing where him and his girlfriend had been together since middle school.
Yeah.
Okay. Something to be said for that. Final hour of the program coming up next. We've got a lot to get to. 9 a.m. Club. Okay. Brand new group. We're christening you guys. We're christening you guys. Worst takes of the week. Red Zone. Choppy with a story he's been sitting on for quite some time, and all you parents out there can certainly appreciate it. I know I will. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is Sean and RJ.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.